Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence. We know you're here, Lord, proving that Jesus is risen from the dead. We certainly clearly showed that to the Gentiles in the last day, bringing forth judgment unto them. We appreciate so much, Lord, knowing there's a bride somewhere that's going to be taken off of this earth. And our eyes have seen it. Perhaps we're just friends of the bridegroom and the bride. We don't believe we are, Lord. We believe we have a more intimate relationship, which we claim today. But Lord, even that would be a great privilege. Help us to all understand that what a delightsome thing it is to be in the eyes of the Lord, to have heard the word, to be somehow a part of it, just any way, shape, or form. Such graciousness have you extended toward us. Surely we ought to love from the bottom of our hearts, and we know, Lord, it shall increase as word upon word is piled in our very minds and souls, O God, anointed with the water of life to bring forth what you want. And that's what we're crying for, Lord. We really do want, basically and down deep within our hearts, what you want, Father. Maybe there's too much unbelief, too many fears and phobias, I don't know, Lord. But basically, really, Lord, down in our hearts, that's what we want. And then we pray, Lord, we might be gaining more and more ground to this end. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, before we go into the number 13 this morning, I actually want this on tape because people around the country in various areas of the world that hear it, I really do not know how this church is set up. And of course, we originally did, as Brother Branham said, to organize as little as possible. But when you start building buildings and things, you need something from the government. You need to have, you know, the grant from the government to do so, and your permits and everything else. And also, when you come together as a group of people, whether you know it or not, you're strictly liable for every injury and accident. And if you are incorporated, that is waived. And so, therefore, in protecting ourselves, that was a major reason why we had an incorporation here. Now, I realize that some people might say, well, you're not trusting God. Well, I'll be glad to have you trust him for me if someone gets a broken leg and sues, and you just pay all the bills. Now, you see, people quake right there. Anybody can mouth off. But to put your money where your mouth is an entirely different thing. It's an entirely different thing. Now, look, as long as the government, which it will eventually will, as long as it doesn't tell us whom to worship, a Father and a Son and a Holy Ghost, a Trinity God, which it will, as long as it doesn't tell us that, but on its present mode, and the separation of state from church, and the freedom of our conscience to worship the way we want, whether we want to worship God, or spell it backward, a dog, or a piano, or some voice. Look, we're in no danger. But when the day comes, which it will, they'll simply lock our doors, we're gone. See, now in the meantime, when we are such as we are, I don't believe it would ever happen, but they did not want it to take the risk of happening, because I've seen it happen, where people can come in under a pretense of joining with you, being one of you, and pretty soon they have a majority, and the property is all out of your hands, even though you paid for it and it is yours, because a simple vote will do it. So what we did, because my ministry is separate, and I want it separate, 100% separate, for various reasons, because it is simply a teaching ministry. And therefore, it is far different from people think. They think because my tapes go out, I'm organized. My tapes do not go out to convince anybody to listen to me. The tapes go out to those people who already believe what we believe to be the truth. And if they wish to do something about it as a missionary endeavor, and they talk to other people, that is their business, that the tapes do not go to anybody but under close scrutiny. Nothing is sent out here to another church if the pastor does not want it. No way, shape, and form do we bug or bother anybody. Now, we have a clause also with us. And that is that Grace Gospel Ministries has three trustees, actually, of which I am one, Brother Bill Graham and Brother Greg Sluice. And I intend to step down and let Lloyd take my position. Because I want to show you how far removed and how separate I am, though people might lie, they have nothing to lie about, because we're strictly above board. Now, we also brought this for your protection, that no one but no one can preach any other message than is administered by Brother Branham. Now, of course, we realize that is up for grabs. So what I believe, Brother Branham, and they'll quote 100%, opposite to the quotes that I quote, whereas I will quote every quote I possibly know and see them reconciled. Because believe me, if I want to, I can get Joe or anybody else, Dave, to use their computers. Mine's with Dave. And we could show you on the two sets from Dave Momolus and from Neve Halva and bring up every single quote on Godhead, and you will find uttermost confusion unless you hit exactly Brother Branham was saying, because in one place he is absolutely Jesus only, the next place he isn't. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the actual fact that you people wanted me to teach, as you believe I understand what Brother Branham said, and before he died, certainly before he died, but back in 64 in Louisville, down in Mississippi, he said, if you want to know the doctrine, categorically ask Lee Vail. He's the only one that knows it. I don't say for one minute I'm the only person who knows it today, but at that time I'm the only one taught by Brother Branham and shown those things which are very hard to understand, but we did not go into every one of them. There's still many things, many, many, very hard to understand. So what I'm bringing to this point is this. Well, how do you know that if I go west or someplace else, that you are going to be listening to what you consider to be the actual truth of this word? Because Grace Gospel Church has not had representation. Now, I'm an evolutionist. I'm not a prophet. I'm a teacher. A prophet just gets from God, bang, that's it. I don't. I see something, I wait on it, I talk about it, and then eventually it forms. Now, you've seen how in the last three or four messages, things that we've looked at, talked about, have begun to form into that which is the true perspective, the truth, the best as we see it, unless we get another point added. Now, here's what I suggest. Now, gentlemen, please do not fall over when I call your names. I suggest three teams. 1A and B, 2A and B, 3A and B. And they have to be elected, approved by you, that you believe these brethren are 100% with the word. They will not betray you. They will not fall into a trap. They will honestly represent you and not be critical and mess in the business they don't belong in, but just listen. And then if they see a sour note being struck, all six can get together. Now, let me tell you what I like. I like one man in the backup. Now, you'll be surprised, Brother Faison, but I'd like you, but I'm not saying you're it. That's up to the congregation. You could well work with Brother Simpson. That may surprise him. But you two are together a lot. You see each other, and from my understanding, you are two very astute, godly men. That may shock your wives, but it's all right. And your families. But I'm just sold on it. Now, you two would always be in contact. Now, let's look at a couple of young people. All right? We got some young people. Very, very astute. I don't know anybody more astute in this message for a young man than Chris, 8 years. Well, who can Chris work with? I don't know. I'm just illustrating now. Then we might take another person. You would then have six people constantly in touch with those that are actually the corporation of Grace Gospel Church, and together. We look at these things and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Now, I think that's a very good plan, but it's up to you to implement it if you want to. Think it over, talk about it, and pray about it. Because, look at this is the name of the game. Paul said, I am worried that Satan has already gotten to your minds and you're finished. Do you realize the best those people could be is foolish virgin? Of course, that's in the sovereignty of God. But you see, no matter how sovereign God is, we have a responsibility. And if we do not use our active faith in conjunction with our passive faith, which is revelatory, and pure revelation, you are in bad shape before God. Because that's what happened to Adam and Eve. They wouldn't listen to revelation and begin acting apart from it. So anyway, that's what I'm looking at. And I think myself, if you like it, talk about it, bring it up in a meeting. And if you think it's a good idea, not contrary to word, because it doesn't mean to ride herd on the preacher and say, hey, preacher, here's what I... That's what they came to me with, one guy especially. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't agree with your last two sermons. Well, that meant I should consult him. Well, son, what is it that I should preach? You don't try that on anybody. Not the two trustees here, or three, or anybody. Don't tell him anything. Sit back and listen. He'll cut his throat with his own words. Never has a man yet. Brother Brand said, he said, my mother taught me to give a cow enough rope, it'll hang itself. So, all right, I'm looking at these things, and I want you to understand them. People around the world also, they know where you come from. They have their problems. I think people ought to be trained in every church. Because I'm going to tell you, that's what an elder means. The older ones are the well-trained ones, even though they're young. That's why Timothy is an elder from his mother's knee. He was brought up in truth. So, all right, we're looking at these things. The next thing is we've had so much trouble ever since we had a centralized meeting for discussing the Word. My suggestion, you do what you want about it, is you go into quadrants where you once were, and those that you trust, in whatever quadrant you're in, where quadrant is like a quarter, north, south, east, west. You divide it in four. And in there, the closest to you, the people in there could invite each other, use their homes alternatively, and whoever you like to sit there, you can put the name in a hat, or I'm not good because the same name could surface too many times, and that wouldn't be right. But you could rotate. And by that way, you'd be able to have a more amicable, peaceful time of discussing the Word, because I still feel that is very necessary, because Israel was supposed to talk the Word right from their mouths, what the prophet gave. Now, they got to think about it. But just talking that Word and bringing it out is the same when you try to teach somebody something and it becomes clearer to you. Now, what happens when you start teaching somebody? It's simple as ABC. Your memory depends upon repetition. And your ability to utilize depends upon repetition. And the more you repeat either a movement in writing or in aerobics or anything else, the more proficient you get, or the more bound up, louse bound and finished you get. So this is a way to let you know if you're coming nearer to God by the repetitive content of what you're doing with the Word. It's good for you. What comes out of your mouth goes into your ears, goes down into your heart, called the stomach area, and there it increases. And then next time, boy, hey, you like it better, and you say it again. You see why I like to talk about the vindicated prophet? I love it. I'm on shared ground. You can't shut me up if you try. Why do you think I love live, die, sink, or swim? Because I keep saying it. I love it. And it gets bigger and bigger. And one day, I believe it's going to be such a tremendous revelation to me. I'll be only too happy to die, or too happy to live, caught up in the light that is in the message that Brother Branham taught us. You see what I'm driving at? So these are things I want you to look at, and if you feel they're good, pray diligently. The third thing I want you to look at is this. I think it's time the brethren came together here one night, and sisters also, and do nothing but pray. You don't need piano music. You don't need reading scripture, although if you want to begin with. But I think we ought to have open service here some night. Even if we have to cancel a Wednesday night and just come and pray or alternate. I believe this church needs prayer. Get down in the prayer bones and pray with each other and mean it. Amen. And mean it. Because prayer is so necessary. Put things aside for prayer. In our home, we had it all the time with the kids. We drifted from it. But suddenly we saw everything fall down and we were literally destitute and killed within our hearts, my wife and I. And we started again. And by the grace of God, we attempt to pray two times a day earnestly before the Heavenly Father in the morning before we go to bed. Let me tell you, prayer is vital. And it's not necessarily twisting God's arm, it's just giving back to God what He gives us. But it also encourages us to believe and cause our faith to spring forward. We need some of these things. They must be implemented. If they are not, I fear very much for the church that we shall go into spiritual recession, as I've warned you time after time. You can literally die under my ministry because I am a word teacher. You say, Brother Bill, how can anybody die if they're receiving the word which is full of life? It is simple as ABC. It never gets past your nose. Goes to your nose, out your mouth, in your nose, out your mouth. It doesn't get down in here. There must be the reception as those that hunger for water and life. And when you sit there and do that in your hearts, something happens to you. It's got to happen because the Bible doesn't lie. Now, so you see where we're at. I trust these words have been a help to others also. I don't know. I never know anything because why should I know too much? But this I know from my own heart, that something good can come of it, and I'm looking forward to His grace to bring us all the way through and establish us in it. Now, we go back to speaking on the number 13 of the spoken word is the original seed. Now, I said last night that in the last two or three discussions, and even last night, concerning this message, we discovered where both wise and foolish virgins originated, as well as serpent seed right in the Garden of Eden. It was also noted how and why the foolish virgin endures the plagues at the end time, for she adds the word, though not denying it, as in Revelation 22, verses 10 to about 19, 21, somewhere in that area. It was also seen why Adam was brought down into sin, even though Eve was his wife and of his flesh and species, for she gave herself over to the serpent before Adam embraced her, and according to Paul, Adam was now one flesh with the harlot or prostitute, and that's what Brother Branham called her, and not with the virgin undefiled. See? Now, according to Brother Branham and Serpent Seed, page 17, paragraph 5, and I read it to you, and if you've embraced a woman to your bosom and taken her for your wife, now you know right away, absolutely, you can go to prostitute your marriage, her. Yep, because the sex act was meant for procreation as is seen in all nature, although nature is inflamed, you can't deny the Bible. And I don't care what the body craves for and the senses and the raging hormones demand. There is a word here that tells you about it, and this is the authority. So let's not go by sensuality and our own experiences, so-called. Now, she makes an imprint on you. Something happens to you. The imprint then goes right down into your soul. You heard the word that I said? Soul. Because what is the real you? Huh? It's that gene that came from your dad. You were in your father. See? Now, where were we if we're bride? In Christ. And if you're foolish virgin, where were you still? In Christ. Same bolt of cloth. Different pattern, different position. Makes an imprint. We'll say this, you'll understand. And any other woman against that bosom won't fit that print. Now listen, won't fit that print. Eve was imprinted. The byproduct, a hybrid in the sense of removal from the original. For Adam was the glory of God and she was the glory of Adam. Now listen carefully. She's imprinted. Has any of you heard of circuitry being printed? What's a printed circuitry, Dave? Huh? It's in radios, TVs. Huh? Who understands circuitry? Yeah, you all do. So you know what I'm talking about. Circuitry. Now, in circuitry comes forth a power that controls what is to be controlled or manifested by circuitry, right? Poor Eve. Now, Adam takes her. Imprint. What happens to Adam? Down. Something happened. And it's called D-E-A-T-H, death. In the day of the eating thereof, in the day of the imprinting, your circuitry, is disconnected from immortality. And now you're dying. So here the mystery that Brother Branham said is solved right here. Now you know why you're dying. Now you know why you need to be born again. Now you know what's happening to you. The pattern of life was switched. And any other woman against that bosom won't fit that pattern, that print, or pattern. So, when he did that, the imprint that was there from God as the mold was 100% changed in the sense it couldn't go back to it. Now notice what I said, 100% changed in the sense that it could not go back to it while in flesh. Even though he would run to the tree of life, even though he could even try to gobble it, it wouldn't do any good because the circuitry wouldn't match. That's why the dove leads the lamb. The dove doesn't get on the nose of a wolf or it's gone. That's why your tongue talkers have gifts but no life. If indeed they just have tongues and no Holy Spirit. God will hold you responsible for it. Just remember that. Now listen to me. If this is true, and it is, where are we today in the knowledge that all a man is looking for is a beautiful girl with beautiful breasts and lovely hips, sex. No character. What is it today then in the pattern that God is dealing with? Brute, natural beast. Who did it? Oh, well, Brother Dale, those things just happen because, you know, no. Let's go to Genesis, the 6th chapter, I believe it is. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them and the sons of God. Two types of people. When men, daughters of men, sons of God, God enamored. Oh, look at those beautiful girls. They were the original Amazons. Their father had great big genes in him. You know, the beast was a giant. And Cain was a giant. He just reached in his hand, pick up a jagged, cut his jugular vein. That's exactly what is taught in the Bible. Oh, yeah. Oh, tremendously satisfying sensually. And look at these big gals, the original Amazons. Oh, boy. That ought to take care of your lust problem. The sons of God saw these Amazons. Fair. They took them for wives of all they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit isn't going to strive any longer with that. Well, am I teaching the truth or am I not? Is Brother Branham 100% or is he not? Then live, die, sink, or swim, right? Oh, Brother Branham, I could just do without that. No, you can't if this is the hour for it. Yeah. Where was I? 6th chapter. Yet his days shall be 120. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in the daughters and see, that verse explains the verse above what I've been talking about. If you thought I was wrong, the Lord's just tripping you up and showing you I'm right. I'm a dirty dog. These are my most satisfying moments of my entire life as a minister. To see these things. and to know I'm right. I should have read you what my adversaries have said about me. You know, separate Lee from the ministry. Don't trust him. He's very coarse. Of course I'm coarse. This is the 20th century. What is heard on TV today in the mouths of little kids, I'd have been killed for it. Oh, careful, Brother Dale. I used to be very refined, you know. You read about an 8-year-old boy sodomizing another boy and killing him. And you got a law that if you pass a standing school bus, it's a $500 fine. But there's no trouble if there's dope peddled in the schools. Keep your kids at home or they turn to be dumb, stupid ninnies. Yeah. There were giants in the earth, and also after that, when the sons of God came, the daughters of men, and they bare to them, the same became mighty men which are of old men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of those men of renown. He said, Brother Ben, you put that in there. Now God put it in there. Because that follows the verse above it. Smart men. Great men. And God knew they would produce what was in their minds and hearts. And today they're splitting the genes, and they can take a carrot, and they can take an animal, and put them together. What's going to break loose on this earth? All hell is going to break loose. If you think they're hallucinating from drugs, you wait till those spirits attach themselves to those people, and they'll see great big scorpions with long hair like women, and they'll be screaming and screaming. Hallucinating. Wouldn't you just love to be there to watch them? Imprint. Imprint. Little boys and girls, imprint. Parents, tell your kids, imprint. You don't believe it? I've watched our kids. I'll spill my guts, but you won't. Some of you guys will stonewall me day and night. You sit right there. I don't know what you got, what kind of spirit you got. I'll spill my guts, my wife's guts, and my kids' guts, my granddaughter's guts, and my great-grandkids' guts. And I've seen what serpent seed can do, what hell can do by imprinting. And I'm going to tell you, the very thing that you're fighting in your life is imprinting. You don't believe the word of God, but today you've got to, because you're hearing my voice, and I'm before the white throne, and it's going to thunder in every ear. Yeah. 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 And you know what? In that hour, God repented. What does the word repent? It means change his mind? No. It has other meanings. And it means God got very sorrowful. Why? Because he saw what was going to happen. And it's happened today. It's called AIDS. What's imprinted on your bodies and soul when man commit sexual intercourse with a man, a woman with a woman? AIDS. It shot your immune system and you're going to go to hell with it. Your flesh is going to rot in your bones. Talk to women today and tell them the honest to God truth. Your period of intercourse with a man, 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, a woman's is 9 months. And usually he doesn't give a rip if you're pregnant to say, well, that's your tough luck, have an abortion. Can you be taught this morning? Can you teach your kids? It's up to you. You're responsible. If you don't know where your imprint put you today, remember this, that you got, you're imprinting your own children. What are you doing about it? See, I'm a coarse preacher. Well, you know, Lee Dale's a sort of a man of God because he sure knows the word. But you know, you want to watch that guy. You know, the gift and that is different from, you know, from. Is that a fact?
then stand in my pulpit. I challenge all three of them. Do you want to hear them? How many want to hear them? And why do some people listen? Put them up here in the pulpit. I'm glad to go. You know why? Because Brother Branham said, I could live any place I wanted. And I hope he meant New Jerusalem with that. God felt sorrowful that these men would use their own minds, their smarts, and turn from the living God to four-footed animals. Well, Brother Bill, we don't worship four-footed animals. You're a liar. This nation does because it's sold into not atheism, but evolution. Who is their God? A polywog, a toad or something. Yeah. And God's sorry for mankind. He doesn't hate them. But he's not going to tolerate it any longer. Certain individuals say, I don't hate those guys. I never told anybody to hate anybody. But you're fighting for your life. Or are you so stupid you don't know it? Pardon my expression. What other word can I use? Are you so dull? That's the word Paul would use. Are you so dull in your senses? Am I a voice crying in the wilderness? Till my words come back haunting upon my own ears? What a tragedy if I died afterward with simply my own voice screaming to the wind in my ears. And I was not elect. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Only the elect understand this man. Here, just William Branham's message. Nobody else does it. Nobody else ever will. Because it's only unto us it is given, as Jesus himself said, and the same one there, the same God, the same Jehovah that dwelt in that Jesus, who said, listen, I'm going to tell you seven. Unto you only is given to understand. Flesh and blood has not revealed it. But my Father, which is in heaven. All right. I was reading, wasn't I? Okay, let me go back again. Now, according to Brother Branham in Serpent Seed, page 17, paragraph 5, the fact that Eve was now one flesh with the serpent, she could not be legally, spiritually, physically one flesh with Adam in the right imprint. It was gone. The circuitry was gone. The circuitry with that woman was this. When she gave in to the sexual impulse to this person, which was adultery, her impulses changed. As Brother Branham said, she's the only one of the females. A dog can't do it outside of her proper time. No other female. Only the woman can do it. Her circuitry changed. And Adam, who would have been that genteel, proper husband, his circuitry changed. Now he's wild for it. Now man is made for the act. And he said, it's up to the woman to say no. Why? Because here's where you're going. Don't blame me. Blame a vindicated God who said it. I get blamed for everything. I've got to accept this the same as you. I've got no choice. What I preach, I believe. And I'll stand with it. This is thus saith the Lord. This is what the prophet said. The imprint. You get a print over a print. Now let's have two radio broadcasts going on. You ever sit in your car and, oh, you're so happy. Comes in. What's the matter? Comes in. I hate it with a passion. Because the very thing I wanted to hear is gone. Circuitry. Circuitry. All right. Paul says, for that which I do, I allow not, but that what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. And if I do that which I would not, I consent to the, unto the law, it's good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Circuitry, imprint. It wasn't to be that way. Hey, I'm preaching Brother Branham's sermon. I haven't got to it yet. I'm not talking out of my head. I can read it to you. For I know that in me, that's my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin dwelleth in me. Where did he get it? He wasn't that way to begin with. Man was meant to be eternal, immortal. He wasn't meant to die. Where did he get it? Imprint, circuitry. This is what happened. Perverting the word of God by adding to it or taking from it. Now, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bring me into captivity, the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? Who's me? The man in this jungle called flesh. Who shall deliver me in this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ. And Brother Branham said, you bypassed the word body. That body there, you were put in a body which could be tested and tried, but by the baptism with the Holy Ghost, you can walk as though you were in the word body. And beginning, what does that mean? You will never be off the word, period, to begin with. Because if you don't have that faith, you are shot, you are gone, you're plumb finished. All right, we keep reading. Now, she was changed. And when he took her, he became one flesh with her, and he now brought forth offspring that Brother Branham called hybrid, even though Abel and Seth and the others were his seed, and of his own particular kind and race. Something had happened, and I read it to you in Genesis 2:17. I read it to you in Genesis 3:20. And there in Genesis 3:20, already Adam had fouled up. Like you can't believe it, he's worse than Hogan's goat. And he called her the mother of all living. Yep. Eve, the seed bearer, she doesn't have seed. She doesn't have life. She gets it from her husband. And this is the beginning of Mariolatry, Astarte, Isis, Diana, all the female goddesses. And you know the Gnostics, what they have, same thing we got here in America, preaching. The Gnostics said, when you read Isaiah, who is beside me, who did all this, I, the Lord, am creator, and a female voice says, shut up, big mouth, I'm the one that created you. And if you want to take a little thing, Brother Branham said, he said, the first creation was God. The question is then, who created God? Then was Brother Branham a Gnostic? And he also believed in some female big loud mouth up there saying, hey, shut up you down there. I created you. Better give me some credit for what you're doing. No, he didn't mean that one little bit. You begin to follow what the man really said, you'll find there's no contradiction, no mistake, no misplacing, no nothing. But you just got to let your own mind go and go to God's. Now with that, watch this. Adam never left the word to believe the lie. Eve did, but he disobeyed and went down to her level and brought children in that level. So what I'm looking at is this. Adam was word virgin and wise virgin, but he was foolish virgin. And we showed you in Deuteronomy 4 that this word, the pure word of God, was requisite to go into the promised land, and all nations would stand back and say, oh my, what a group of people this is that has that word. And that's exactly the new Jerusalem when the rest bring their glory in the foolish virgins and the nations thereof. And they say, that's a word bride. Huh? Now, this morning, do you see yourselves in the Bible? It's getting hard. A firecracker in here. Turn some heat off. Whatever it's doing. I don't think I'm that warm-blooded for 1 minute. Now, You can see your picture. Israel was to be a virgin of the Word and therefore could enter into the promised land, and some did. The other stayed on the other side of Jordan, though they were Israelites, the same people, same virgins, but some went in, others on the outside. But at worship time, they had to come in and bring their glory in. That's what it says in Revelation. It's Exodus time.
I hope I'm not losing you. Who are those people? Who are those virgins?
They are the ones who are forgiven. But they're not justified. And you know why? Because a woman that commits adultery can never be justified. She can be forgiven. And here's your perfect answer from the Word of the Living God.
Yep. Now we're talking about the Word. That's our type. Now listen carefully. The wise virgin is typed in Adam, and the foolish is typed in Eve. The foolish are forgiven but not justified. And Brother Branham said, you are the righteous bride. You didn't even do it. And that's what the word justified means. The same bride is sanctified by the word, the separation, in Ephesians 5. The bride alone is justified because she and the word are one. She's a part of the word. Now we see by Brother Branham said a woman in adultery can be forgiven but never justified. You'll find that in Romans 5, verse 1 and 12 to 21, and in Romans 8, 1 to 17. You can see only the wise virgin is bride, or the word seed, full of the Holy Ghost and led of God. That is original seed only, and we fulfill the seed word germ that God planted. We fulfill it because we're identified. We're identified. Live, die, sink, swim.
Well, Brother Ben, I really don't know. Because you know something could come along. Don't you understand when the original takes place, only the counterfeit can come? How can you tell for 15 seconds what a false prophet is and a false word unless you first of all know what is the real prophet and the real word? And from that time on, the word does not belong to God anymore and to his bride anymore exclusively. That's the time Satan will come and pervert it. So who's in danger? Those that come out under William Branham, prophet of God vindicated. So a man comes by and says, I want to tell you this here. He says, pages 4 to 8 of the Becoming God is not what's in the church age book. See, Brother Bell now believes in two gods. Oh, yes. Oh, he told me and he told a lot of you people that. What did you do about it? Now, what did you do about it? I want to ask you. But it'll all fall back on me, won't it? I expect me to rescue you. You know, that's a dirty trick to pull on anybody. I don't do that to you. I want you to think about it. You robbed me, that's fine. Okay, no problem, because, well, hallelujah, you're different. You lied to me. Pull me down, that's okay. You're different. You bet your life you're different. I didn't do it to you. Didn't do it to anybody. Hey, you cut the tree and messed me up, you're going to pay for it. Because I'm not your little sweet boy that doesn't know the Word of God. I haven't hurt one of you. And you know I'm gentle in heart, too. I'm not some rough cop. You watch your little kids, how they love me. That woman last night sitting there, I talked about her, Brother Brian Kasuri's church. She could not stand men because what a preacher did to her. But she loves me. And she wants to hear my tapes. Oh, the poor goofy little kid. Well, that shows you she ain't got no brain. She must be some dumb cluck. Funny kids love me. Because I love little children. And that's my sorrow. And it's still my joy. Because we have the greatest opportunity to take them with us. By applying the token. No, brother, sister, it's not what people think. It's what actually is. It's what counts. You see? Now, this word seed full of the Holy Ghost bride led by God, and that's by the word that's revealed. That is original seed only. And we fulfill the seed word germ planted by God, for we are the sons of God, as it says in Galatians 4-6, that He has given us the Holy Spirit, not to make us sons of God, but because we are sons of God. Now you say you're a son of God and don't believe this word, word by word, and live, die, sink, or swim. I want to ask you again, why was Christ crucified? Tell me. Just words, that's all. He said, why are you trying to stone me? For what work? Oh, they said, no work at all, sir. Now listen, no. Please don't get mixed up. please don't get mixed up. We love what you're doing. We think you're great. Except when you beat those priests out of the temple. We'll forgive that, though, if you just bring us a few more casks of wine every day and feed us with the loaves and fishes and raise a few dead, you know. Why? Because you won't shut up. Now, that's why they killed the prophets. And on the day of the Lord, when they come to Him and say, Lord, have we not cast out devils in Thy name? Have we not prophesied? Have we not raised the dead? Have we not great works? He says, shut up and get out. Your word was no good. Why did Cain kill Abel? Now, this is what I'm saying. This message is live, die, sink, or swim, and I wonder if you really believe it with me. And you know why I keep on saying it? Because I want it to come out of my mouth and get down into my ears, into my heart, until it gets so big, I'll be just happy, ecstatic. Well, I'm not going to stand in the street because they come and kill me, come and kill me, come and kill me. Oh, here I am. The Bible said that they're persecuting this city three to the next. Hey, look, when you read the Bible, you've got to put it together right, because it's a jigsaw, Brother Branham said. And if you don't get it right, you've got the cow eating grass on the top of the tree. Hey, that's really something. How did she get up there in the first place? And there's no grass up there either. He's talking about people, brother, sister. People like cows on a tree trying to eat grass. He's not making a little funny story, a little comparison. He's telling us something truthful. All right, we're on the little part into page 23. We'll see what we can do a little bit this morning here. And Brother Brown said, I believe the Bible is the Word, the whole truth, and Jesus is the Word made manifest. He and His Word are one and the same. What was He? Now look, He was that seed. Now listen. He was that seed that Eve should have produced. Do you get it? He was the seed that Eve was to produce, but she hybridized it by disbelieving God's word. He was that seed. And the only way that life could be in the reproduction of life, in other words, He was that seed, and He was the only way that life could be reproduced, no other way. Life had to come through that seed, and that's the original seed, because He's the only begotten Son all by Himself there. And the Father watched Him, God manifesting in His Son, and the Son said a word, and stars and great masses were thrown into space, the Big Bang, the huge whirling sun, hundreds of thousands of degrees Fahrenheit, if not millions, I don't know, leaping up thousands of miles, giving off exactly what was needed. And that little chunk, He said, come off, you're down there, millions of years falling and cooling. Described exactly what it says in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, by Him the worlds were formed. No, they were, the ages were. And Brother Branham didn't even look at the Bible. He used the word the wrong way. But he came out exactly right in his understanding of it. It was the ages. Now you talk about a man guessing. William Branham, he wasn't guessing. William Branham was 20th century word of Almighty God manifested. Now if you don't like that, I'm sorry. Up in Canada, when they told him that, the prophet is the living word of God manifested. Rosinke, you know his bunch up there, Pete. Oh, blasphemy, blasphemy, blasphemy. So, Joe, you gave him the quote, didn't you? Because I gave you the quote. It wasn't blasphemy anymore, was it? It was just stupidity. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I would sooner be stupid than blasphemous. But if I'm blasphemous, let's not pretend I'm stupid. Now, you got two counts against you. You're trying to cover up. A war unto them. we'll try to cover up in this day. We saw God Almighty there. Now, he was that seed. And the only way that life could be in the reproduction of life. In other words, he was the reproducer of life because he was that seed that alone could bring it forth and original. Life had to come through that seed, original word. And that seed had to die in order to spread out the life. Can't you see it? That's why the water was given to water the seed. Now what is he telling you here? This one had to proceed and be that original germ life because of what was going down through the ages and transpiring. And he was going to redeem them by his own light. Now let's talk about this thing Brother Branham said that Eve should have produced that seed. Okay. We go back to Genesis 1. And here again, I hope I'm not just guessing. I'm trying to show you things that I believe Brother Branham said from Scripture. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now absolutely that is spirit. Brother Branham said, a spirit individual. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now that's the very first thing. The very first thing was that man. Now what follows must be a separate act, in my understanding. Not included in the first act, but to come from the first act, without which the first act, there wouldn't be a second act. So here's Adam. Now, male and female created he them. Then he called their name Adam. Now, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and so on and so on. Now, right there, we're going to go back to spoken words, original seed. Pardon me. And we look at page 57. And I'll read it. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction brings forth of its kind. Now, what did he say? The reproduction of life was to be through the original. That's why you call Jesus the Word. There's nothing you can get around. God himself becoming Word. These last days, the true church bride comes to the headstone. Will be the super church, a super race as they near the great headstone. And they will be so much like him, even they'll be in his very image. In order to be united with him, they'll be one. They will be the very manifestation of the Word of the living God. Denominations can never produce this. They'll produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the Word and bring a hybrid product. Now, how are you going to get rid of the hybrid? You get back to the original Word. And if you can now make an imprint that is contrary to all the rest of the imprints, you get right back to God. Your circuitry. There it is. Follow? Follow? Huh? Who doesn't understand? Hey? Now then, let's put it this way. Who is having intercourse with whom? Spiritual intercourse. Huh? Brother Branham said so. I'm not making it up. Brother Branham said so. Now listen. The first son was spoken seed word of God. He was given a bride. A bride to produce himself, she fell. And he was a spoken seed because God said, let us make man our image. He did three things. He created, he formed, and he gave him an eternal part, which he breathed the breath of life, which was the Holy Ghost itself. And at that time, man became a living soul. He wasn't before. But now we know what about the soul. We know how it comes. It's going to come right down through natural generation. A bride to produce himself, she fell. See, that's what the bride was given, to produce himself. To produce himself again, another son of God. Not daughters, another son. But she fell by hybridizing. To produce himself, but she fell, caused him to die. The second son, notice she caused him to die, imprint. The second son, a spoken seed word of God, was given to a bride, given a bride like Adam, but before he could marry her, she had fallen also. for she would put to free moral agency, like Adam's wife, was to believe God's word and live, or to doubt it and die, live, die, sink or swim. And she did, 2 Corinthians 11. Then from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ, a beloved bride, a virgin his word. Now that's going to be through all ages, but particularly we're looking at the end time. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised, for his word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creature dogmas, the word of promise in himself, like it was in Mary, God himself made manifest, he will act himself by his own word of promise, so to fulfill all that has been written of him. As he did when he came from the virgin womb, type of the spirit womb now, so will the virgin now accepting, A-C-C-E-P-T-I-N-G, receiving his word, be it unto me as thou hast said. Now that's where we're standing today. Be it unto me as thou hast said. Live, die, sink, or swim. This is it. Not as somebody else said, but this is. Be it unto me as thou said. Though it was said by an angel, while it was yet the written word, Isaiah 9:6, they will love him, love his, and will have his potentials, for he is their head, and they are his subjects, subject to the head. Subject. Subjects, subject. Not subjects insubordinate, but say his head. Headship of Christ was his. Now, we go back, and we'll talk some more. If I can find my notes, it doesn't matter. I want to go into this anyway. Hey, where am I? Oh, Brother Branham said that. It'd be great if I lose my notes, won't it? Well, they're here somewhere, I think. Not there. Brother Branham categorically said, let me read it. He was that seed that Eve should have produced. Now, let's go back to the first chapter. And God said unto them, and God blessed them. Now notice, and God blessed them. In other words, the blessing is there, which means that God has provided every single thing in super degree that this would follow. God blessed them. The blessing, the prosperity, the influence, the authority, the power, the love, the desire, the whole outpouring of God was for these two people. And he said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. That's what he said, right? All right, let's go a few words here. The word fruitful is a word in the Hebrew that means to bear fruit. The woman is a vine. Now, Jesus said, I am the true vine and you are the branches. So the word of God said to this woman, have a vine. Produce a vine. But she produced a false vine. I'm just showing you Brother Brown is correct. She should have produced the seed. There's no reason not to. It means to bear, to bring forth fruit, to make fruitful, grow and increase. And he said, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, I'm going to get rid of. Now he said, you bring forth the vine. And remember, Jesus is the vine. He's that righteous branch. Again, it says multiply. That word means to increase, to be in authority, to enlarge, to excel, to be more in number. Let's take a look at it and find out if that's not this lovely one that Brother Branham spoke of. In Isaiah chapter 20, beg your pardon, 53, 10 to 12. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify the many, for he shall bear the iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, that's us, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sins of the many, and made intercession for them. So, all right, there you see another earmark of that blessed righteous branch. And it says replenish. It means to make full, to accomplish, to satisfy, to have used, to have, or to wholly, have wholly used as fulfilled. All right, is he fulfilling? Let's find out if that's the righteous one. It certainly didn't happen with the rest of them. This was something that God wanted, and this is what she should have had. So we go to Genesis. And we go to chapter 25. And in verse 24, we read. When I find it. All right. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled. See, there it is. There were twins. What happened? In the fulfillment of days, the seed came forth, multiplied. Don't you understand when the days are fulfilled, the earth gives forth hers too? And everyone is that particular process. We go to 29, and to Genesis 29, 21. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go unto her. Oh, yeah. Just think in 28. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. And he gave Rachel, his daughter, unto him also. I'm just showing you the fullness of time. God brought forth a son. And in our fullness of time, he's going to bring forth all the seed. So this was in what God told her. She should have borne that seed. Now, don't take it too far and don't pretend I got all the answers, because I don't. I'm just showing what the prophet said. Hey, it's there under Enosis. I can't explain it all. I don't have to. I'm not a prophet. I'm not God. So let's not try to attribute too many things to me or try to pry too much out of me, because I don't know. And in 50:3, and 40 days were fulfilled for him. And so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed, and the Egyptians mourn. Let's talk about 40 for just a second. When did Brother Branham say, I don't pray for America anymore, right? 1956. 40 years after 1956 is what? 1996, right? What if by 1996 we're all gone? I don't say we are. But what if we aren't? God won't make any promises. We're 7 years out. So 1996 is really what? It's 2003. Now 2 and 3 make 5, right? Grace is entirely expended. We should go up. I don't say we are. What is the next year? 6204. Number of men, 666. Who knows? I don't. I don't. I'm not even speculating. I'm just looking at things. It's nearer than we think. All right. We saw multiply, replenish. The next thing is dominion. Have dominion. And what was it that Daniel saw? The one with dominion, which means to tread down, subjugate, prevail against, reign, rule, take over. You say, but just a minute, brother, that I don't understand, because you see in the Garden of Eden and the peace on the earth and the animals loved each other and the lion ate hay with the oxen. What was to subjugate? The devil! My Bible said concerning Satan, thou wast in Eden. Rule over all rulers, north of it. So when Brother Branham said she was the one that was to bring it forth, he was saying that under the anointing of the Holy Ghost didn't explain one little thing to you and me. But bless God, we find him. And it says subdue, tread down, conquer, subjugate, subdue, bring to subjection, bring into bondage. Ever hear of being a love slave? Paul was. I'm a slave. Bring everybody in. Get rid of the monsters. Get rid of the devil. And bring every one of your seed into loving harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. As Brother Branham said right back here, let me get it for you. And I'll read it. It's on page 57. Okay, 58. And he says, notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until seen of the Father, or the Father showed him first. Why? Because it's in my Father in me that doth the works. And how in the world can you work contrary to the will of Almighty God? And say, well, brother Bill, bless God, that's Bible. Many years ago, some people pulled a dirty, filthy trick on me as only the latter-rain Pentecostal birds can do. It is behind my back. I went to the guy, and I said, Ted, what made you think that you could do this? This filthy, stinking thing that you did that's sinful.
Well, he said, Brother Bill, I prayed about it.
I said, why don't you pray to God to rob a bank? You don't pray about sin, you shun it. You guys with your hot hormones, did you pray to God that it was going to be fine to give you a lovely woman to mess around with? You didn't care two bits about God. You just sold him down the river. You guys that stole. You ever pray to God to help you get away with it? I've stolen. I didn't ask God. I was afraid that God would hit me anyway, not bless me. Like Ralph Brewer, he said, hey, my wife said to Ralph, he said, did God take away your smoking when you got saved? He said, no. He said, I didn't ask God if I should start, so he didn't ask me to start, so I didn't figure I should ask him to make me quit. How about unbelief? Did you ask God blessing on? I'm just asking some questions. See? Okay. We're looking at this thing. And we'll have to quit here. He was that seed that Eve should have produced. Do you get it? He was that seed that he was the seed that Eve was to produce, and she hybridized it by disbelieving God's word. No, she blew it. She blew it. Can't come any way. It can't come any way except as exactly God said it, period, and they botched up. So how's it going to come? God's got to do something about it. And Brother Branham said when his son and daughter failed in that garden, were taken by sin, God did not send a cherubim, God did not send an archangel, but God himself came down, and so today. Now that ought to make you happy. Should make me happy. Should make us happy. Brother Branham said all these wonderful things that Jesus did was what? It was to bring us to him. Yeah. It's like cajoling us. Enticing us. Yeah, enticing us. Showing us what we can have. Like the grapes of Eskel that people turned down. If it isn't life and death, sink or swim, brother, sister, what are you talking about life for? What are you talking about anything for? We're only given one real hope, and that's to look back on the pit from whence we were digged. And look unto God. So, listen. She hybridized by disbelieving God's word. So he was that seed. And the only way that life, and he was the only way that life could be in the reproduction of life. In other words, he being life, he's the only one that had it to do it and give it. So it's got to be his way. What did he say? Look out for that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the hybridized tree. Now remember, categorically, the Bible said that every tree that comes out of the ground is good to eat. So that, well, a tree that is that will kill you did not come out of the ground. So it wasn't a tree at all. What is your family tree? Nah, genealogy. Right? Your genealogy? Don't eat of that genealogical tree. You get back to his tree. Tree of life. Creeds, dogmas aren't going to sustain you. Your bloodlines and nothing else. Oh, I prayed at my mother's knee. My father blessed me. Oh, yes, he even said that. I'm a great preacher. Oh, yes, he said that. He knew more than anybody else, he told me. Oh, I'm living on it. Honey, that guy's eating on the wrong tree. You don't hear me talk of my father and mother, do you? Ha! Well, let's let that one go by. If you looked up that tree, you'd find horse thieves and everything else. Not just whoremongers. Drunken slobs. said, man, you shouldn't speak evil. I'm just telling the truth. What do you want me to do, a lie? The only prayers my mother prayed were those that were written out for her, and she memorized. When I confronted her with the Word of God, and it was contrary to the way she prayed, she thought that was horrible. You know why? Because she'd prayed all her life that way. It was good for her. It should be good for me. Well, I wouldn't even memorize it. I hate memorizing anyway. You know, sometimes it's better to be lazy and downright inefficient when it comes to the things of the world. Because no matter how smart and efficient, they aren't going to get you anywhere anyway. You might as well learn to rest in Jesus Christ, and we have that rest today. All right. It said she was to be that seed. Now, we already read to you from 57, and I read to you, be fruitful and multiply, and I explained all those words in you, for you, which I did, and showed you. Now we go talking about this again. To Genesis 2 and 16, 17, I read, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of the tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree in the midst of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day of the eating thereof, dying thou dost surely die. It's exactly true. Now, Genesis 2 and 9. And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that's pleasant to the sight and good for food. That wouldn't kill you. The tree of life was there. That won't kill you. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil did not come out of the ground. It will kill you. We talked about that. See? Now, notice. Life. That's with the wise virgin. They go to the tree of life. Remember Adam? Tried to get there too late. The imprint threw him out. Good and evil. Foolish virgin serpent seed. Now notice. In 2:17, the day of the eating thereof, dying thou dost surely die, predicated death. Which was true. Death was there. See, wrong seed. She should have produced, but she didn't. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I hope you can follow me, because I'm going through this very rapidly. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The same chapter, 45, 47. So it's written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. Was made. The last Adam, a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Afterwards, spiritual. The second man is of the earth, earthly. The first man is the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now you're seeing two distinct men here. And according, it should have been the second man instead of the first man. In other words, Brother Branham correctly saying here that Eve was should have brought forth that one which she did not. Now he said he was that seed. Now, life had to come through the seed. Now, watch it. Life still had to come through that seed. There is no way it can come any other way because that's spoken word. You can't change it. See? And that seed had to die in order to spread out the light. See? She didn't bring the seeds that she should have brought, and bringing all the others, that seed that should have been brought had to come and die and give his life as a ransom for the many. Now watch it, Brother Branham said, can't you see it? That's why the water was given to water the seed. What's he talking about? The water of life. The Holy Spirit. The life that came out of the Word made flesh that coursed in his veins. Where the life of Jesus went back to the life of the Father, came back upon the believers. Brother Branham even called it the soul. He called it many things. You just got to watch what he said and believe and try to figure it out. Don't worry. Now, the Holy Spirit that was in the Garden of Eden was to water the seed. See? Now let's look at it. Isaiah 55 and 10 and 11. It gives you an idea what we're talking about. Here's what the Bible says about the water. Well, we can read 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And where did you start? Right back in the garden. They blew it. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, that's just solid rain, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me without accomplishing it. It'll not return void. It won't be turned back. It will have its way. But it shall accomplish it, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I have sent it. Now there you are. The water of life that was released from him has to now water the seed to make it come forth as God wanted it. Everyone a son that was in him now manifested. Okay. Holy Spirit in the Garden of Eden was to water the seed. Man wasn't made to die. I told you that. He was made to live. But hybridizing, that's the change word. God cannot bless anybody's word but his own. And nothing but the word of God will come back to him fulfilled. And he gave her that opportunity. It wasn't a second thought that God had, oh, well, I'll just send my son now. He told them what that seed should be. And you mean to tell me that seed had in it, in Abel and in Seth and anybody else that fulfilled the qualitative and quantitative things in that verse? No! Then what seed would it? He told you. Are you listening and getting the picture? Maybe you better get the tape again. These things are even hard for me. If it weren't for the help of God here, I couldn't say anything. I'd just sit down and say, hey, let's skip that paragraph. Be honest with you. Yep, she hybridized. Now you deny the serpent seed. See? You deny hybridization. What's these funeral services about? She was a hybrid. Every one of us are hybrids. What do you mean hybrids? We are away from what the original life was by two people short-circuiting everything we're supposed to have. We couldn't bring it forth if we tried, and God couldn't bring it forth in us. Imprint. Circuits. Man, it makes you feel good to know you can get your circuitry back to God and lined up again. Breathe on me, breath of God. Brother, sister, just imagine the great God himself here in a pillar of fire. And there is a great, tremendous generator with the electricity of Almighty God. And he stands here just ready to throw the switch. Oh, my. The dead are going to come pouring out of the ground. You're going to be electrified like you didn't believe was possible. Sweep goes over you. Now, bless God, circuitry and flesh are one. Look at that seed in his image. All his potentials. Brother Branham talked about all God was, he poured into Christ, and all Christ was, he poured into the church, and anybody could say, forget it. Where is it? You forget. That's the promise. The fulfillment is here today. Yeah. If John the Baptist could stand there and say, John the Baptist, who are you? He'd say, I'm the living word of God manifest in this hour. It is spoken of me. The voice of one crying on us. I'm that part of the word of God fulfilled. And so are we, bride this morning, part of that same word of God fulfilled. If we dare to believe it. How close is your circuitry this morning to God that when he pulls the switch, we're switched on? That's a word, you see, that the goofies use out there. I'm switched on to God. I'm switched on to God. Oh, I'm switched on. They're switched on to hell. The bride is switched on to God. Notice every word in the world today. Every word. Every word out there is in this Bible and it's perverted, and we alone have the truth. And when they sing, I shall be like him, wondrously like him, they're liars. Because you got to see him as he is. How is he today, brother, sister? He's back here in a pillar of fire, the same pillar of fire that came to Paul bringing the word. Is he revealing? There's your answers. I've given you a million things to talk about in your Friday night meetings. You're still going to run around. Oh, forgive me, I said it. I'm not trying to hit you over the head. I'm just trying to wake you up. So many rich things to delight in. So many marvelous things. Oh, let's show the brother Vail is off the word. He's preaching to God, you know. Come to me and I'll tell you. Took the whole church over. You didn't know, but I can prove it to you. Yeah. 5 minutes, the brother says. Okay, let me read it. I can do it in 5 minutes. Now listen, hybridized from the original, the lower, below the original, in the need of help. That's the reason you are constantly dying. But oh God, there's a germ of life. Comes from the real seed that God proved it was his seed. He raised him up from the dead. See? That through that life that's going over the original seed, like was given to Eve over his real church, is bringing forth life again through the birth, through the womb of his bride. In other words, the bride, as he said in page 57, is going to produce this Son of God in flesh. This Son has been produced in the Son of Man, and he's going to actually bring us up there to meet him, and we'll be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, right? 100% as the Scripture says. And it tells what he's doing it now. The Holy Ghost has done it, giving us the perfect assurance, and the Holy Ghost giver is here, making absolute sure that we're going to get it. Where do you stand this morning, brother, sister? I preached to you the truth. Whether you understand or I understand, I preach the truth. I'm not lying to you. Preach what the prophet said. That's thus saith the Lord, because the prophet said, and not leave it. I just stand up here, and hopefully that God may give me something of an understanding to pass on to you. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels' feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing from the throne of God? Oh yes, we'll gather at the river, round me out. Beautiful, the beautiful river, gather with saints at the river that flows from the throne of God. Ezekiel saw that river, brother, sister, began to rise at the time of Luther, went to the ankles, up to the knees in the time of the Lutherans, and up to the hips in the time of Wesley. And then the Pentecostals had water to swim in. But we've got waters to carry us over. We're not swimming anymore. We're floating. Oh, yes. We've gathered at the river, the beautiful river. Oh, yes. Rivers of life. And I'm going to tell you, he was that solid rock that river poured from. Well, I don't ask you to enjoy my singing. I don't either. But I hope you enjoyed the preaching.
Amen.
Let's rise and be dismissed. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and glory, God of all mercy, God of all wonders, God of all gods, Prince of princes and King of kings and Lord of lords, Maker, Creator, Mighty One, bear thine arm, O God, again in our midst, not by manifestation of signs and those things. We don't need them. We've seen them. We know that you're here and who you are. You've given us the devil's answer and every other thing. You've revealed the seals and all the mysteries, all those things. But God, we pray your arm will be made bare in us through the revelation of power thereof, charging our hearts and surcharging our hearts and minds until the mouths begin to flow to the glory of God, forming a mighty cataract of a witness through the word to you, our God and our Father. Help us, Lord, I pray. I know you're with us, and I know we're one with you in that limited sense, and yet it's unlimited, because you don't do things with limits. No, no.
No, no, Lord, we believe today that you are here ready to raise the dead. Oh, God, hallelujah, that marvelous shout is taking place, and now the voice to raise the dead, the same one here to do it. And then the trump to bring us together to the rapture supper of the great God, our Lord, there in the incarnation. Father God, help us, we pray, to receive and see all these things. Help us, oh God, we pray, in Jesus' name we give thee glory. And Lord, whatever little meeting we have afterward to discuss this or that or any other thing, Lord, we pray, oh God, you temper us, that we might know also we ourselves could be also infused with those things we should not be infused with. Oh, the Lord, is too late in the day to ever have that happen to us by your grace, oh God. For the prophet kept talking about walking in the light as he is in the light. Thou art our light, Lord. We don't have flashlights beaming upon our path. We don't have a glare and a glimmer. We're walking in a glow, the beautiful light. The beautiful light of the risen Christ who at the end time does not break the bruised reed. He does not quench the smoking fast, but he hurls unto victory, giving judgment to the Gentiles. We've already been judged, and Lord God, somebody is righteous and perfect, never having done it. God, if I look at myself, I can never claim it, but if I look at you and place myself, Lord, where I see myself in relationship to this marvelous truth, then, Lord, I would be wrong to discredit what your prophet brought by vindication, but count myself a part of it, Lord, part of a bride. And so this people, Lord, if there was, each one has that same right, that same privilege. God, help us to examine our hearts and see if we are walking therein. And every word is a word of life. Don't put one aside. Don't add one, no, because it's perfect now, and there's where the light is. The light coursing through the body to bring forth the second part of the first resurrection, marching not just to the millennium for further sanctification, but right to the new Jerusalem, where those others will come around and say, hey, there's a word bride. No one but no one. Could be billions on the earth. Could be, how do I know, Lord? Be 15 billion people out there on the earth. I don't know. Foolish virgin, bring the glory in and say, look at that bride. The pyramidal city, the Lamb above the throne, God in the pillar of fire above the throne, world doesn't need any light. Say, look at that bride. She's a word bride. Help us, Lord. Heal the sick among us. Give us victory. We already have it. May we become conscious and cognizant of those things, Lord. Take away all our thoughts, lofty thoughts, high thoughts, thoughts of disputation, splitting hairs, and all those things. But just get right back to the Word of the living God. And I pray, God, you do something for us that needs to be done. Don't let the people expect any more of me than is right, nor me of them than is right, Lord. They can't expect me to walk on my hands. I never learned it. And I can't expect them, Lord, to walk on their hands. They've never learned it either. It would be in Congress anyway. Be some ridiculous thing that man wanted. Lord, I trust that we would be your ridiculous people, your paradoxes. We just don't see what others see. We don't hear what others see. We don't know what others know. We don't believe what others believe. We've been not only washed in the blood of the Lamb, but in the waters of separation and dressed as a bride by a prophet. Revealing, I hope, that character to stand steady. Lord, I've sinned, we've all sinned, but we're not going to dwell on that. Because you already said you've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and the prophets have come into the world speaking lies, conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity. But by your grace, Lord, to just look at that word and to see who said it, to whom he said it, and to believe it. Now, unto the King eternal, the only wise, immortal, wonderful God, invisible though you are, as Peter said, whom having not seen you love, and though you see him not now, no, we don't. We believe in him and love him. Unto you, Lord. You, Lord, the only wise God, be power, honor, and glory. And if we share it, fine. We're doing it even now. Unto you be praise, and may the praise be from a bride that is word subjected, word believing, word walking in the light. And oh God, how we'll give you praise like we never praised you before. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we'd like the men to stay. I think Dave has some things to go over. I might have some myself. And if you're over 21 years of age, it's okay. If you're under 21, it's time to